Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Well, I'm very happy to be here with you all. And I'm sorry that we're a bit late. I hope you're all right. I heard that as we're coming along the corridors, we heard the kirtan. And it was very nice and loud. It was very good. Anyway, yes. It is very auspicious time of the year, the month of Kartik. And I'd like to actually read you a verse. Can you look up? Bhagavatam 10:9:20. Everyone understands English okay?
Yes.
Or should I speak in Hindi? My Hindi is not fine, so very Hindi, so let's stick to English. Okay. So you can repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes, so we're going to read then Bhagavatam 10th canto, 9th chapter, verse 20. Ne mam virincho na bhavo, na shriar apyanga samshaya, prasadam labire gopi, yaktat prapa vimuktidat. Translation. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead the deliverer from this material world such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda is the mother of Lord Krishna. Of course, the Lord does not exactly have a mother or father, as we all have and some of you are. But the devotees of the Lord, They love Krishna with different attitudes, different moods. So Mother Yashoda, her mood towards Krishna is she sees him as being like her son. And so Krishna reciprocates like that and takes the form of a small boy and interacts with her as if she was really his mother. This is a loving exchange, spiritual loving exchange. So let us just read the purport here. It'll take a couple of minutes. Please listen carefully. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees of the Lord, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 142. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Britya. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are his servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Britya Vashyata, becoming subordinate to his Britya or servant. Now, although everyone is Britya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to his Britya, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is Britya, a servant of Krishna, and he is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. Tene Brahma Rida Ya Adi Kavaye, which is from Srimad Bhagavatam 111. Nonetheless, even he could not obtain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. As for Lord Shiva, he is the topmost Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with his body. But even she could not get such mercy. I think the battery's running out or something like that.
Who's handling the mic?
Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? In this verse, there are three negative pronouncements. Na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it. One should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse we find, na labire, na labire, na labire. Yet Mother Yashoda is in the supermost exalted position, and thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimuktidata is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as sayujya, salokya, salupya, sarshti, and samipya. But vimukti means special mukti. Therefore the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pumarto maha. And Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a nitya siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's hladni potency, his potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions who are special devotees. Ananda Chinmayana Sapati Bhavatavi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha. I'll just read the translation again. Neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who's always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesha Shunyavani Vastuchari Shitani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivastavi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rajkam Purudhisna Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Paditana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So again, Hare Krishna. And nice to be with you all. And as we said, it's a very important time of the year. This month of Kartik is a month in which Lord Krishna gives special mercy to his devotees. And in that way, one can make greater progress spiritually and come closer to the Lord. That after all, that is the goal of life. We're not simply here in this world just to live comfortably and accumulate lots of money and get all facilities, big motor car or many motor cars and so on and so forth. But Lord Krishna discusses this in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. If you're familiar with Bhagavad Gita, which battery are you going to change? This one?
Yes.
Or that one? Or both?
This. No, only
this. Only this? Okay. How quickly can you do it? Well, I could always just shout. Should I just shout? Because it's funny if it goes sort of on and off and on and off. But yes, so Lord Krishna discusses this in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. What is the goal of life? What are we doing here? Why are we here? What should we be doing here? And it's a lot deeper than what most people think. Here, Dubai is basically quite a materialistic place. Yes, people are working very hard. And people are very much caught up in this whole idea, as we mentioned, of accumulating money, getting facility, and then trying to live comfortably. But this is all related with the material body. A nice apartment so our body can live comfortably. And so we can have all sorts of bodily facilities to eat nicely, drink nicely, have nice family. Generally, this is what people are thinking. But in Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, Lord Krishna explains, we are all eternal spiritual persons. These bodies are like vehicles. Sometimes when we're doing these programs with people who have no knowledge of these things, of Bhagavad Gita, of Krishna consciousness or anything, like just in other countries, We just came back recently from Russia, and we are meeting there with the Russian people. They haven't heard about these things much, if at all. So we try to explain, and we begin with this point, that we're all eternal spiritual persons. Yes, I thought you were going to. So we're all eternal spiritual persons.
And these bodies are like vehicles. We are like the driver within the vehicle. And the driver and the vehicle, they're just separate things, quite independent of each other. But material life, life in this material world means...
Life in this material world means that people are thinking that I am this body. I am a man, you are a woman, you are a younger person, I'm an older person. Even they're different species of life. So when we do these programs in these other places where people just don't know about these things, then we often do a little exercise. We call someone forward out of the crowd, and we put to that person a number of questions. We tell them, first of all, point to your head. Okay. Point to your left arm. Point to your left arm. Point to your chest. Point to your legs. Indicate your whole body. So they're doing quite well up to that point. Then we tell them, point to you. Point to you. Then they become a little confused. And they sort of, they go, and we say, no, that's your chest. You already pointed that out, it's your chest. Now point to you. No, that's your head. And then maybe they indicate the whole body. And we say, no, you said that is your body. And then usually they just give up and become confused. Because it's a confusing situation. People talk in these terms. My head, my leg, my chest, my body. People talk in these terms. But then they also say me. But it cannot be me and mine at the same time. It cannot be your possession, your property, and you. This is sort of, you might even say in psychological terms, it is slightly schizophrenic, split personality. Yeah, you think you are two separate things at one time. So Lord Krishna makes this point, and it's a very important point, that we are all eternal spiritual persons, but we're living in these temporary bodies. And we are misidentifying. Even I've actually witnessed myself. I witnessed many years ago in the center of London that there were two drivers driving their motor cars, and somehow or other they drove into each other. And the one driver jumped out and shouted, "You hit me! You hit me!" But actually, the other person's car hit his car. He did not hit him. His car hit the other person's car. You follow what I'm saying? But you see, they're identifying like that. They're thinking like that. That what is mine is me. Should we give up on this?
So they're thinking like that. That what is mine is me.
You're cutting a wire there. that's why it goes off. You're touching a wire and speaking.
Oh. Is that what
it is? Stay away from the wire there.
Acha. Acha. Okay. Well, we can try. So we are all eternal spiritual persons. These bodies are just vehicles. Just like everyone has come here in a vehicle this evening, I imagine. And some of you, someone is young and they have their first car, and it is some older car, not such a good car. Someone has grown up, become older, has become successful businessman, and now he has very nice car, some big expensive motor car. Maybe someone here has a Rolls Royce or two. And people see you driving on the road. And if you have an old car, like if you're in India, if you have an ambassador, you remember ambassador? Yes, I've been in many ambassadors. But they think you're a little funny in this old car. But if you're driving along the road in some expensive car, they're impressed and they think, oh, this is an important person. You may be the same person in different cars at different times, but they identify you in terms of the car. So, Krishna consciousness or religion. Religion means a process which will facilitate us understanding and then realizing who we really are. That we're not just these bodies, we're all eternal spiritual persons. And then trying to, realize that, make it a reality, clear away the ignorance, the confusion which is there, which makes us misidentified. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. So now, as eternal spiritual persons, what is our nature? This also Krishna discusses in Bhagavad Gita. We are all eternal servants. Everyone is serving. You serve your boss. Your boss serves you by paying you. You serve the government by paying taxes. They serve you by having the police force and so on, and protecting you and all that. You serve your wife. The wife serves you. You serve the children by clothing them and feeding them and bringing them up for years. And then they also serve you. So this is going on. Everyone is engaged in service. But in this world, that propensity to serve is being misdirected. Actually, we should be serving Krishna. We should be serving God. But we're serving all these other people. And oftentimes they let us down. Oftentimes they let us down. And oftentimes we don't like to serve the boss at work or the government by paying taxes. You know, people pay taxes to the government. Do they enjoy it? Is it nice? When you go into the tax office and you pay your tax, does it feel so good that you ask them, can I give more? I'm enjoying giving you tax so much. Can I give more? Is it all right? No. People are thinking, how can I pay less tax? Yeah. And serving the boss at work, people try to do as little work as possible. And the boss tries to pay as little as possible. This is generally how things work. Oh, and our poor little child. Yeah, it's life in this world is uncomfortable. These bodies are uncomfortable. So this propensity to serve should be directed to Krishna, to God. And then we become satisfied. Then we become satisfied and Krishna, God, looks after us. Krishna looks after us. Just let me give you an example of Krishna looking after us. Oh, it's tough. I know it's difficult. We all went through this. We've all been through it. I'm sure we were all much worse sometimes too. So yeah, if I can give just one example of Krishna looking after and protecting. Just take myself as an example, if you don't mind. You know, I've been practicing Krishna consciousness, as Radhabhava Gaura Prabhu mentioned, since I first had real contact in 72. And I joined the temple in London in January the 7th, 1973. And so, and I have not worked since then. Meaning, like in a typical job where you get paid and all that. Just been engaged in service to the Lord, preaching and so on. Yes, so I haven't been paid, I haven't worked. I actually retired at the age of 21. But look, I haven't starved to death yet. Look at that. I'm still alive. In fact, the problem in Krishna consciousness is not how will we get enough to eat. The problem is there's too much to eat. Watch your cholesterol level, etc. But seriously, it's a fact. This is how I've been living for 45 years plus. Krishna looks after his devotees. But in this world, people are thinking, I must look after me. Krishna will not look after me. I must look after me. But even if we just look in the natural world, we'll see that Krishna looks after so many living entities, like the elephants. In India, you have elephants. I'm based in South Africa. We also have elephants. We have African elephants are bigger and more dangerous. But did you ever see an elephant coming to your factory or wherever you're working to get a job, to earn money, to go to the supermarket, to buy food, to eat? Did you ever? Is this the sister? Oh, God. So yes, we never see elephants getting jobs to earn money to live. And even we never see elephants going to the temple or the church or the mosque to pray like the Christians pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily roti or paratha. You never see it happening. But you never see a skinny elephant. They're always big, very big, extremely big. Because Krishna is looking after them. You know, they are living simple, natural lives. Whereas the human beings, we are living complex lives, very artificial lives, actually. Very artificial. You know, like I just learned today that in the 60s and 70s in Dubai, at least this is what they told me, there was no running water in Dubai. There was no electricity in Dubai. Is this accurate? I believe. This is what I was told by a reliable source. It was just, you know, not even backward. It was just like, by today's standards, a hopeless situation. But look at what it has become. It's artificial. It's extremely artificial. So, yes. So our point, though, is that we, because we are the eternal servants of Krishna by nature, instead of trying to live our independent lives just to satisfy the body, like in terms of the example of the vehicle and the driver, just looking after the vehicle and thinking, mistaking ourselves for the vehicle. Instead of living like that, we should engage in the service of the Lord as much as possible. As much as possible. Confusing the driver, the needs of the driver with the needs of the vehicle, this can lead to very nasty situation. You know, your car, your vehicle needs petrol. You may fill it up with 20 liters. And then if you open your mouth and say, fill me up also with 20 liters of 98 or 95, this will be a problem for you. So because people are confusing the driver with the vehicle and thinking the needs of the vehicle are the needs of the driver, then life, this world, is in a very confused and difficult state. So rather we should try to act as what we are, as eternal servants of the Lord. Engage in Krishna's service, and then we'll find Krishna looks after us, and we can live very happily. We'll be very satisfied, even if we don't have some big, fancy house, villa, mahal, or something like that. Even you don't have any motor car at all. But you can live very happily and be very satisfied because it is a more natural way of life. It is actually a natural way of life. And in this way we develop our relationship with the Lord, personal relationship. And this month, the month of Kartik, lunar month, it just began yesterday. The day before yesterday was the Purnima, which means the end of the previous lunar month. And so this is now the first, oh, yesterday was the first day of the lunar month of Kartik. And the thing about this month of Kartik is that Krishna gives special mercy to people who render service to him in this month. It is sort of like his month. And So therefore we're going to, I think in a little while, we're going to offer lamps, these little lamps, we'll offer them to Dalada, just there on the altar. But yes, Krishna in this month gives special mercy. He's always merciful to his devotees, but in this month, he is especially merciful. Therefore, we should try to make some special effort to please him and get as much mercy as possible. Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, gave an interesting little example to illustrate the principle. Prabhupada gave the example of a shopkeeper. Shopkeeper is there in his shop, and he's selling the same things every day, maybe for years, basically the same things. So he's there, and every day selling the same things for the same price. Usually not one day it's one price, the next day it's another price. It's usually consistent. But every now and then, the shopkeeper decides to have a sale. And then you can get the same thing as usual for less, because the shopkeeper decided to have a sale. And there is no law, there is no rule that on such and such a day, or for a week, or for some period of time, the shopkeeper must have a sale. There's no such rule. It's just up to the shopkeeper, as he likes. He can do that. So, Srila Prabhupada, giving that example, Srila Prabhupada said that this month of Kartik, this lunar month, it means Krishna is having a sale. The same mercy which he is giving out to his devotees during this month, he is giving out more easily, more liberally. Yes. And that's just his choice. That's just his choice. He can do that, and he does that. And it's just up to him. Not that he has to, but his desire. So therefore, friends, devotees, we would advise you, suggest to you, you're all nice people, intelligent people, thoughtful people, You have some interest in these things. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. Otherwise you'd be watching television. Friday night, what's on? I don't know. Bollywood, maybe. Kuch Hota Hai. Or something. What's the name? Madhuri Dixit. Or Aishwarya and Abhishek. What's his name?
Deepika and Ranveer.
Okay. I was thinking of Amita Bachchan, but that won't do. It's all the same, pretty much. Yes. So yes, you're all nice people, intelligent people, because you could be doing something else, watching TV or something, but you're here, and that's very nice. We appreciate that a lot, and it shows something about you, of the quality of you as a person. So it's a very good time for people like you, thoughtful people, seriously minded people. For this month, we just missed one day. For this month, make a little decision in your mind to do something special. spiritual a little more than usual. Little more. A little more and maybe a little better than usual. Something religious, something spiritual. Like you can. You know, we're going to offer these lamps, right? You can do that at home. We do it every evening for this lunar month. Every evening. You'll see, if you know our devotees, all around Dubai, hundreds and thousands of houses and apartments, our devotees at home are offering these every evening. You can do that. It's not difficult. And you'll get great benefit from that. You will feel internally enriched, spiritually enriched, and even externally enriched also. Because Krishna, when Krishna sees you're making some special effort, particularly in this month, Krishna appreciates and Krishna reciprocates. Krishna is not an ungrateful person. Krishna is a very sensitive person, very conscious of what's going on and how people are thinking and feeling, and particularly towards himself. And when Krishna sees that people are making some effort like that, he reciprocates. There's one of our previous great spiritual masters, great gurus, great acharya from roughly 500 years ago. His name was Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami. And he made a very nice statement, just listen to this, that even though Krishna is so great, he is greater than an unlimited ocean. So great, just we cannot conceive. But still, he never forgets even the smallest drop of servants. Even the smallest, even something done accidentally, unknowingly, he never forgets. He's that type of person. He's not just such a big man that he doesn't care about the little people like us. Yeah. So if you think about that and you see what you could do, and at least I'd suggest, and Radha Bhava Gaura Prabhu, he's our leader here, Hare Krishna, Malik. Anyway, you can discuss with him and he can also give guidance on these things, what can be done, how to do it. You can chant. Yes, because Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very kind. Now, let's do a time check. Let me close by telling you a little story. It's an interesting little story. You may have to listen a bit. This is a story about how Krishna doesn't forget about someone's service, even if that person who did the service before, even if they sort of went off in a different direction and got kind of sidetracked, distracted into materialistic life. It's an interesting little story. It's a story you've heard of, the late John Lennon, the Beatles and all that. He was murdered some time ago. So now this John Lennon, he and the whole group of them, back in the late 60s, they became connected with Krishna consciousness. One of them, George Harrison, he became sort of more or less a devotee. sort of. And the others, they were also, they got involved to some degree. And that John Lennon, when Prabhupada first came to England in 69, that's a while ago, then John Prabhupada had nowhere to stay. John Lennon let him stay. He had a big country estate outside London. And he let Prabhupada stay for about a month or so, free of charge, with a whole group of devotees, maybe 10 devotees. He just let them stay free of charge. This is a type of service. It's a type of service. And he met with Prabhupada. They had some discussions. And he was sort of positively minded to some degree. But then Prabhupada moved out. And he, John Lennon, went off in a really in another direction and just lost interest in these things. And even became a little negative. But then, in, I forget, sometime in the 80s, I forget actually when it was really, but sometime in the 80s, he was shot. He was shot. And he was taken to hospital, he died in the hospital. So anyway, just listen to this now. One young devotee couple, husband and wife, were living in our temple in New York, right at that time. Resident in the temple, a big temple in Manhattan. And the wife gave birth to a child in the temple. And the child was okay, child was fine. But after a week, they decided to take the child to the local hospital just for a check or something like that. So they went down to the hospital. And their husband and wife with the child in the hospital with the doctor, doctors checking the child. Suddenly, outside in the hallway, corridor, they hear some sort of a commotion. People running up and down, a little bit of shouting. It's unusual for a hospital. But it was clear something was happening. So the husband went out of the room to see what's going on around here. And he went out to the entrance to the foyer. And who was there? It was Yoko Ono, the wife of John Lennon, and John Lennon, who was on a stretcher. He had just been shot. He was still alive, but you know, he was sort of right on the edge. And the devotee came out dressed in devotional clothes, and he saw them, and Yoko Ono saw him, and she said to John Lennon, she said, look, the Hare Krishnas are here. And John Lennon, you know, he's sort of half there and half not there. He lifted his head a bit, and he saw the Hare Krishna devotee, and he died. Just like that. He was gone within seconds. So just see, he was not some great devotee. He wasn't really a devotee. He was sort of a friend of the Hare Krishna movement for a while. But he did some service. He did some service for Prabhupada. And Krishna didn't forget. Even though he ended up in this way, dying under very unfortunate circumstances, but still, right at the last moment, by Krishna's arrangement, who would have known that this couple was there in the same hospital? Some special higher arrangement. And at the last moment, he was able to remember the Lord. And this is very auspicious. It's very auspicious. But it's just an interesting little example. of how the Lord never forgets. Even if we do just a little drop of service, Krishna never forgets. So, like we said, this is that special month of Kartik, and you're all nice people interested in these subjects. So why don't you try to do something for this month, some special service? Maybe they can, what do you think? The lamps?
Yes.
Is that a good idea?
The host is giving to the kit of the Damodar Aarti to all of them.
Achha.
With a lamp, with a picture of Damodar.
Okay.
So they have the whole kit, all of them now.
Already?
She's going to have, she's going to give to all of them.
Okay. Very good.
Not me.
So that bring the
dishes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Both.
We are both very much.
Okay.
She's done a lot of first, yeah.
Tik hai. Bolt acha hai. Okay. So this is something you can all do, even if you're new to these things, even if you've not attended such a program of ours before. It's a simple thing that you can do. You can also chant. If you have Japamala, even if you don't have Japamala, you can chant the Hare Krishna mantra. But try to do something a little different. Oh, look at this. Everyone is getting one. Achha. Look at this. It's amazing. What's this?
Prasad.
Oh, look at this. It's a kit. With 30, is it? Or some number. Charlie's. And look at this. This is Mother Yashoda with Lord Krishna. Yeah? And this, what you do, you put this on your altar, if you have an altar, or on some convenient place. And then you'll see how we do it. We offer the lamps to this picture, to Krishna and Yashoda. And, oh, okay. These are the little cups. Hindi mein kya hai?
Diya.
Diya, okay. Look at that. How thoughtful of you. Oh. Hey. What's this in Hindi?
Sev.
Hare Bol. Yay Prasad, yay. Okay, and everyone's going to get one. You are such fortunate people. Can I have one? Okay. So anyway, that's a little background to Krishna consciousness, what it is, what it means, and just a little suggestion about something you can do at home for the next few weeks. And if you do that, I promise you, you know what? I'm ready to give you a written guarantee. At the end of the lunar month, you will feel greatly enriched internally, very satisfied, very happy. Yeah. If you do it nicely every day for this month, I will give my personal written guarantee. And if you don't, if it doesn't work like that, I'll give you your money back. Except it's free. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So, kya ho raha
hai? Yeah, but who do you think?